says in the Pasuk in Tehillim, Kechitzim Beyad Gibor Ken Bnei Neuri. Kechitzim Beyad Gibor Ken Bnei Neuri. David HaMelech is stelling zu the Yemei HaNeurim, the Tkuf of the Bachrus, Kechitzim Beyad Gibor, like arrows Beyad Gibor. The Meforshim shtel that L'chaure Chitzim is not Beyad Gibor. Gibor has a cherev Keish Milchoma. Chitzim, the person that is shvach and is scared to face the war face to face, he sends the Chitzim. He shoots from far away. The gibor beish krov, ki ish milchama biyoyim krov. The gibor goes down and he fights. The shvacher one sends the chitzim. So why the pasuk is telling too? Ki chitzim biyad gibor kein bnei neuri. Meforshim say that ein echanami avada the gibor has the cherev. But the chitzim are melamed us three zachen that we learn out from chitzim, and this is the yesoid be'etzem of Yemei HaNa'arus. First yesoid in chitz is when a person has a chitz and he throws the chitz, if he pulls it a little bit more, it goes much more. If he pulls it even a shtickle more, it goes even far. I mean, the whole amount that you could pull the chitz is how much you have in the keshes. It's nishkin as a grace of peace. But every little more that you make it tighter, and then it goes very far away. That's the chetz. The same thing is Yemei HaNeurim. Person thinks, what's enough kimin if I learn 10 hours or I learn 12 hours a day? Both are good. Say that 12 hours is a shtickle more mile. That little extra that you pull the chetz gives it much more strength, and then it goes much, much more wide. Pasuk says, ושבתם וראיסם בין עובד השם לאשר לא יעבודוי זה השוינה פירקוי מאו פעמים לבין השוינה פירקוי מאו ואחות שתל צחצו to yourself שוינה פירקוי מאו פעמים learn the sugi once, twice, three, four, five שוינה פירקוי מאו פעמים you really know it. And there's another person מאו ואחות, מאו ואחות Chazal say the first person we could call him עובד השם. And the second person we could call her Asher lo yavodoi. Shavdem ben reisem ben mishavodoi la Asher lo yavodoi. Now the first person is called Oyved Hashem, and the other person is called Asher lo yavodoi. Avad echas v'shalom, a person that is learning 100 times the sugi is called Oyved Hashem. But the difference of a person that learned 100th time the sugi, and a person says, you know, one more time I will do duch the sugi. The nafkemina in between them is the same nafkemina v'shavtem v'reisem ben oived eloikim leben asher lo yavodoy. Person thinks, I'm a bacher, what's the nafkemina? Another extra hour. So I do learn 4 or 5 hours on Friday. I do learn 8 or 6 hours on Shabbos. I learn 12 hours. What's the nafkemina? I will learn 10. I will learn a little bit less. What's enough kimin if I stay till 11 o'clock, I stay till 11:15, not 15 minutes. It's the whole nafkimine. Kechitzim beyad gibor ken bnei neurim. This is the tkufa. And I'm telling you, alevai I could be back a bocher, and I could add hours to the hours that I learned. The whole nafkimine with the chetz goes later. It doesn't help after. You are in the middle of the way to push the chetz. It's a gate nisht. Now you only have to pull it a little bit. Push it a little bit stronger, and then the chetz gate, weiter and weiter and weiter. That's the mitzvahs. That's the mitzvahs. This is the way. Kadosh Baruch Hu made it. This is the first thing. So the pasuk is mamshil Yemei HaNeurim kechitzim beyad gibor kein bnei HaNeurim. This is the first thing. The second thing is in a chetz you shoot. If you make a little nafkemina. You're not exact. You know, some people, the imam is shoot exact. So, slightly, a little bit. So, what's the nafkemina? He's shooting as a. He's shooting 1 point. About another 100 meters, another 100 kilometers, it's already, it's 200 plätzes. The one that goes straight gets to the place, the other one goes far away. See, the mala bocher, one bocher is mamish, olek tzach in ganzen. He does it k'mish tzarich. Now it's what almost. No, he's very good. Almost. A little bit there, a little bit there. Most enough community. He thinks the ganz enough community is that he's perfect, and I'm almost perfect. This is what he thinks does to the ganz enough community. Aber bei ihm ist nicht das. It's a whole different afkemine. So, b'shas ma'isa b'nei ha'nu'urim, you don't see the afkemine. The thing is the same. But later in life, so k'chitzim b'yad gibor, k'ein b'nei ha'nu'urim, don't think it's no afkemine. And the third thing, and that's the ikar. When a person has a cheref in his hand, he could kill. Aber b'yotzoisoi mekatet, b'yotzoisoi me'mames. If he wants, he could leave. He doesn't have to kill the person. He could change his mind in the last minute. When you throw a chetz, you can't change him after it. Yemei ha'nu'urim is the time that is kuvia d'choisam. You can't change it. You could do a nuzach. It's no chazach. But you can't change. The yemei ha'nu'urim, if you shtel the tzura salimut, the derech salimut, the avona salimut, and you shtel it in the right way, and it goes in the right way, so later it goes far, far away, and you get back into the right place. But if you don't do it, you can't fix it later. Kechitzim b'yad gibor keim b'nei ha'nu'urim. We're holding in Chodesh Elul. Chodesh Arachnim v'arotzoin. As a bazundu siyata dishmaya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives in Chodesh Elul a special siyata dishmaya, a special koyach for a person to mischazek. אני לדוידי ודוידי לי, פיסחו לי פסח כפיטרי של מחס, ואני אבטח לכם פסח כפיסחי של אולם. אז זה ספשייל סייעתא דשמיא. צריך בטח, ספיקים את האר קבוצה, ידע הנם. We're not in charge of the ganze welt. But I'm asking and I'm mourning and I'm matne that I want to miskar of חודש אלול. אני לדוידי ודוידי לי. Has to be a חודש שכל כולוי. That's 4 weeks. The ganze chodesh is 4 weeks. Then we have tzadzim v'tshuva. A person that this whole chodesh elul will be kechitzim b'yad giboy, take shtelling tzu in ganzen a shveres sugyas. But it's a mile of shveres sugyas. It's hard to get into him. And mitzad sheni milektzach and learning. You think about it duch and duch. We get a rein and a rein and a rein. It's a big mile in shveres sugyas. Sach miles in shveres sugyas. I'm taking it, and everyone will shtel tzu. People that can shtel tzu, so much Baruch Hashem, so much Chaburus in Yeshiva, so much Bata Midrashas and Mismedrash. I'm asking the people that are shtelling tzu, I'm saying it for myself, when Ashvach, you know, Chazal say that person is mushpa from the Sviva. So I'm also mushpa from the Sviva. You come early to Mismedrash, if everyone is not there, so then tomorrow also I want to come. As yet a reine, to be there in time, morning Seder. Aber b'am is nicht the zweite. Night Seder. The person has to go somewhere. If he's tired, or if he's not tired, there's nowhere to go. Chodesh Elul, you don't go nowhere. You stay till 1 o'clock in Mismelosh. You tired? You go to sleep at 12 o'clock. You're very tired? You go to sleep at 11 o'clock. But you learn till you finish, till you go to sleep. Speak 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Friday, Choyk Velo Yavar. But again, if someone can't come Friday, please don't come Michlal to Shir. I prefer that a guy will not be in Shir if he can't be on Friday, if he can't be in the morning Seder in time, and if he can't be in night Seder. So like, I want to have Shaychus. I enjoy to have Shaychus to every Bacher, to grow with the Bachim together. When there's a lot of Bachim, it's Shtelt Amol. So if the guys come in time and they Shtelt to fuck out, so it helps. But if they're not, they're the Mamash Shtel. They're not helping and they're only studying. They're taking time from different people and they're not adding to the learning. It's like, it's much less, it'd be easier to miss out. We'll go leichter. And I'm saying, I myself want to, if we'll take this Chodesh Elul and we'll grow together. It's like the ganze, one Elul, Rabbi Yisrael said, makes a Lashana Teva Tikosev Isichosem Ha'ander Yol. And if you have a good year, you stayed that year, the whole life could change. Person could take this Elul and change the ganze leben. His whole life could change with one Elul. His whole life could change with one Elul. Aber mit daf machen das mit kvias. You can't start and stop. That's the ganze starkheit. So ich betake that everyone, ish le'o yoyim ha'chazak, b'ez Hashem, lo ben siyata dishmaye, we'll start the Mishnah. Zog the Mishnah. Nochi shehilvo es Yisroel al chemtzoy. A guy lent money to a yid, and he told him that if you don't pay me back, I will take your chometz. Acher haPesach mutar be'anoy. So the chometz is mutar be'anoy after Pesach. V'Yisroel shehilvo es nochi al chemtzoy, and Yisroel that gave money, mad money to a yid. Al chemtzoy of the yid. Acher haPesach osur be'anoy. Why? So the Pashtas HaMishneh, when the guy lends money to a Yid, and he tells him, if you don't pay me, I'll take your chometz, and then in the end, the Yid didn't pay, this is the way Rashi learns the sugya, and Itaki went and he collected the chometz, so maybe the chometz is mutar ba'anoy, because we say, l'mafreya, it's a chometz shel a guy. But again, when the Yid lent money to a guy, and he says, if you don't pay me, I'll take your chometz, and the guy didn't pay, and then he collected the chometz, so l'mafreya, it's a chometz shel a Yid, and maybe he's over on it, bali roi bali motza. Das ist die Mischung. Das ist die Mischung. Ja, es tut ein Ores, Stam Rabbi Seinu Achroinim, Stel. One Ores, was Stam, this Mischung beizem, is a Hemmschach of the Mischung in Daf Chofches. Why Chometz Acher HaPesach is Osur Be'anoe? Sido Amman Da Oma, that Chometz Acher HaPesach is Osur Be'anoe, Midoi Reise. Lefi that, there's no difference Chometz Shel Yisroel, Chometz Shel Nochri, Chometz Azevi, it's also by Achille and Pesach. After Pesach, it stays also by Anoy. Doesn't have Kamina, it's not have Kamina who was the owner of the Chometz over Pesach. So Lefidem is no Mokim to our Mishneh Bichlal. Our Mishneh is the Hemshech of Reb Shimon and of Chofches that Be'etzem Chometz Acher HaPesach Midoy Reise is Mutar by Anoy. Chazal answered it as a Knas. Vali was over Bali Roe Bali Motze. So there were koinesim that chametz is osur ba'anoy after the Pesach. B'meile chometz shel Yisroel after the Pesach is osur ba'anoy. Chometz shel Akum is mutar ba'anoy because the Akum was not over b'liroy b'limotze. So this Mishnah is a hemshech of that Mishnah. And then the achroinim have a shtikl ba'ya and the seifa of the Mishnah. Yisroel lent money to the guy and he told him, if you don't pay me, I will collect your chometz. And the guy didn't pay, so he collected the chometz from the guy. So you collect the chometz from the guy. Say that. You collect the chometz from the guy. The guy didn't pay and you collect the chometz from the guy. But the chometz doing Pesach was by the guy, was not by the yid. Doing Pesach, this chometz was by the guy, not by the yid. So while doing Pesach, the chometz was by the guy and not by the yid, lefi the shit is that you're not over on the chometz of Yisrael, only if it's in the house of the Yisrael. So even if lemafreah or goive, and lemafreah the chometz belongs to the yid in the sefer, but lemaisa the chometz was not in the house of the Yisrael. And if it's not in the house of the Yisrael, if you're out of Rishonim, you're not over b'aliroi b'alimotze. So why it's also b'anoi achar ha-Pesach? Achoinim say different terutzim. And maybe a chometz that has potential to be over. It's also b'anoy. We have to know it's not our misgeres. I'm just more than a kuda. There's another shaila that this is shtickle bigger shaila. Again, mamish b'ktzara, but later we'll see. Maybe it's an agia to the arsugia also. The achroinim, maybe even the rishonim, ask why the sugia is only handling if it's mutar b'anoy or osur b'anoy. The shaila, if doing Pesach, you mechuyev to mevayer the chometz or not? Yoiva baliroi balimotzen, you mechuyev to mevayer the chometz or not? Doing Pesach, you mechuyev to mevayer this chometz or not? Dehainu, we'll take the safer. Yisroel goes to a guy and lends him money and tells him, listen, if you don't pay me, I will take your chometz. After Pesach, the Yid takes the chometz. So the mafreya, this chometz was belong to a Yid. So the Yid was mechuyev to mevayer this chometz. So during Pesach, the Yid was over bali roe bali motze. So the Yid is not allowed to leave it during Pesach like that. While during Pesach, he was over bali roe bali motze. While during Pesach, he was over bali roe bali motze. So the Yisrael is, and Mishnah had to say, also be Pesach. Why the Mishnah is only speaking about after Pesach and the Reisha? If the guy took it in the end, so after Pesach it's mutar ba'anoy. And why doing Pesach? And the same thing in the Sefer. What? So. So, it's. But after the Gemara said that it's mutar ba'anos, so what happened during Pesach? So some achronim say, so the Pesach it's a suffix. Maybe the girl will take it, maybe the girl will not take it. So misofik avad, you're not allowed to keep it. Well, take the ratio. You write that if the guy will collect it in the end, lemafred was belonging to the guy, and b'meila you're not over baliroy balimotze. But during Pesach, you don't know if the guy will collect it or not. So misofik, you mechuyv to mevad it. You're not allowed to leave it in the house. You're right that if you left it and the guy collected it, you're not over baliroy balimotze. But if someone will ask you, I'm allowed to leave it in the house? Sure, I'm not allowed to leave it in the house. Maybe the girl will not collect it. So the Tana can't tell me I'm allowed to leave it in the house. The Tana says, no, I'm allowed to leave it in the house. Why am I allowed to leave it in the house? For sure, I will not pay the guy, and I will wait that the guy will collect it, because I don't want to be able. So I'm allowed to leave it based on that I'm relying that the guy will take it. So this is a shaila. We'll see later the shaila. But I want to be mad. I said what I want to be mad. We said 2 hours b'pshat before we start. So 1 hour b'pshat we asked, Ein echinami, we said the chometz is osur ba'anoy only if it's a chometz shel Yisrael. But if it's not a chometz shel Yisrael, it's not osur ba'anoy because it's a knas. And then we said, why are we only discussing the Yisrael anoy achar Pesach? Why are we not discussing if he's allowed to leave it in the house or not? So first we said, maybe you're not allowed to leave it because you don't know if the girl will collect it or not. Or he did when the Taz says, you're allowed to leave it, because you're allowed to rely that the guy will collect it. The Londim want to say under a teretz. I only want to mention it, we have to learn the sugya, but remember. They say it b'shem Reb Shimon Shkop. Even if for sure the guy will collect it after Pesach, you're not allowed to leave it in the house. Why? This is Chomesh Shel Yisrael now. You're right. If the guy collects it, lemafreha u'goyve, it was belong to the guy. Or because man the guy didn't do it, now it belongs to me. I'm over baliroy balimotze. You're right. Tomorrow the guy will collect it. And mikan veleabo lemafreh it was never mine. Or the doing Pesach it never happened yet. So now I'm over baliroy balimotze. You're right. When the guy will collect it, my aveira will race. But now I have a aveira. And the nusach of Reb Shimon is mikan veleabo lemafreh. Lemosho, a person that makes a neder, he goes to the Chochom is oikir as a neder lemafreya. You're allowed to be over on the neder. Are you planning soon to ask a mechila from the Chochom? Mefush in the Ranat? Why? Soon I'm going to the Chochom to get a heter. So I'll be over on the neder now. Chochom oikir a neder lemafreya. Again, I did it. Mikan velehaba, I don't get Gehenem also. Mikan velehaba lemafreya. Also in Gehenem. Mikan velehaba lemafreya, it never happened. It's what? You go to the Chochem and Zerker the Nether, you don't need a Kob. The Fushet Taste is in Gittin Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. And the Aloch is this, does it taste Gittin Lamed Gimel? Taste is a Kashi, how you bring a Kob, and maybe you'll go to the Chochem and maybe you'll call him Bazor. It's not a taste of him, it's anders. We're signed off men. It's anders. I'm saying again, we have to learn the sugya mikan v'le'abo lemafreya. Most achronim don't use the teretz to answer this shaila. I'm asking. I'm just meir. I said, and the reason I bring this shaila, the pashtes, the shaila is like we discussed. If we have to be choishish that the girl will collect it, so maybe I could rely on it. So I'm not oivel. If I'm not so sure, I have to be choishish. I am oivel. This is the balabatish teretz. But ken zayin belomdes, even if for sure the girl will collect. We have to know, we don't know what is the lomdes mikam v'le'abo lemafreya. Bezer Hashem, we're going to learn the sugya. What is pshat in Abaye mikam v'le'abo lemafreya? One of the shverei zachen in Shas. But ken zayin that avade, now you're not allowed to be mekaymoy. Now avade is the isu. Vos kementon that in Shulchan Aruch and Rabbeinu David is mashma that you're allowed to. And kimat in all the rishonim is mashma avade you're allowed to. They're only busy. How am I allowed to? Maybe the guy in the end will not take it. So if in the end he will not take it, so it was my chometz. So they're busy with technical shailas if I'm allowed to rely on it or not. But no one says that on the tzad that the girl will take it tomorrow, I'm not allowed to rely on it and say he's going to take it tomorrow. So now I'm not over baliroy balimotze. Again, for sure that from the time that he took it, mikan velehabo lemafreh, I was not over. What is the Agdorah Mikam El Abo? We have learned as Keseda and Be'ez Hashem. Now, so Mikol Mekoyim, Lama Heib Tzachon the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, נוח ישיל בו ישראל על חמצה אחר הפסח מותר בענות. זה גדור עם הדכנס. מכל מקרים, למה זה דמישה? נוח ישיל בו ישראל על חמצה אחר הפסח מותר בענות. So goy that lend money to a yid and his chometz, and after Pesach the goy collects the chometz, it's mutar be'anoy, and the Gemara has two hesberim why it's mutar be'anoy. The first hesber of the Gemara, the reason that it's mutar be'anoy is because like a bayer lemafreya hu goyve. So val when the goy takes it in the end, lemafreya is misbar that was belonging to the goy. Avada will have to explain how it works. Where's the kinyan? Aber lemafreya hu goyve, and b'meila it was never chomet shel Yisrael. B'meila the Yisrael was never over baliroy lemafreya. And memela it's mutter. This is one way. Lefi Rove, Rove holds mikan velehabo goyve. So the Gemara will ask in the end of Sugi Lamed Aleph, so what is the pshat in the Mishnah? And the Gemara will answer two tirutzi. Other the Mishnah is talking that the Yid gave it to a goy al tzamashkoin, hirminoi, tzamashkoin, and bal choyf koin emashkoin. And b'meila it belongs to the goy because ba'al choyf koin emashkoin. We'll have to see when we learn the sugya. And if it's that teretz, we need to come that the goy collects it in the end or not. It's enough that ba'al choyf koin emashkoin, or he also has to collect it before him. We'll have to see. What is the pshat? But mikol mukim lefi rove that we don't say lemafreya. The Gemara says other that the yid gave it to the goy al tzamashkoin and ba'al choyf koin emashkoin. Other the Gemara says that the yid told the goy, if I don't pay you, me'achshov, the chometz is coming to you. See later, what is the Maisekinian? But he said, me'achshov, if I don't pay you, me'achshov. So again, lefi abaye, it's mitzad lemafreya ugoive. On numul shibud, it's meshubit to you, that you could collect, abu mikan v'la'abu ugoive. And lefi rove, it's other mitzad, hirninoi, because ba'alchoiv koine mashkin, he gave it him also mashkin. Other mitzad, that he told him me'achshov. Be'etzem, this is be'etzem, the whole sugya later on. The reason I'm mentioning it, because in Rashi and the Mishnah is a shtickle not klo. We'll see the Rashi inside in a second. Rashi didn't want to go with pashtus like Abaye, because Halacha kerove. Abaye v'rove ilchase kerove. But pashtus gan shas, we're going like Rove. So Rashi wanted to remind me the Mishnah like Rove. But the problem is that Rashi mixes together. He doesn't say Rove Stam, that the Mishnah is with a mashkoin. He doesn't say that the Mishnah is Me'achshov, that he told him, if I don't pay you, Me'achshov, Achometz Konu Lecho. Rashi mixes it together, and we'll have to understand how Rashi is uptighting the Pshat here. Let me send the Rashi inside. Noch ish ilves Yisrael moes al chemtzoi koidem ha-Pesach. Why Rashi says koidem ha-Pesach? Balabatish. I know others are going to tell you, no, but Rashi means balabatish. If it was in the middle of Pesach, so the chometz was already belonged to the Yid. So it was also ba'anoy. So lama zogin, the goy comes to the Yid in the middle of Pesach, okay, you want money, take money, meshabed mechometz. So even if the mafreya or goy from the second day of Pesach, but the chometz became also already in the first day of Pesach. So Rashi, the whole story was koidem ha-Pesach. That on the tzad, in the safe attack, you don't have to say that the ganze zach was koidem ha-Pesach. But in the reishim, lef zogin hazeh. Nogin Yisrael moes al chem tzu koidem ha-Pesach, ve'ovar lev ha-Pesach, mutar be'anoy. ולקבי בגמור עם מוקלוק שירמינו אצלי בבייסוי נוסיז רובה ושוי אצל הנוכרי כל ימי ספסח the mashkin is by him the whole time okay the cave on the motazimne ולוי פארי it was a גביה ומחוסר גוון ינמי לא יאבי שהרי אצלו נוסו נמשקוין יסגל מילסי למפרע דמישו שירמינו אצלו יאבי דידי what Rashi has to say this גל מילסי למפרע this is a bayer Rove said, "Mitzad ba'al choyf koine mashkoin," and in Rashi is mashma that it's not enough to say ba'al choyf is koine mashkoin, like the Gemara will say, "Alive the Rove." Even the ba'al choyf koine mashkoin lefi Rashi, he needs a lemafreu goive. And lefi Abaye, the reason of the Mishnah is lemafreu goive. Rove does not for lemafreu goive. So in our Gemara is ba'al choyf koine mashkoin. Is a parsha of ba'al choyf koine mashkoin. I gave him a mashkoin, so the mele is a kinyan, and this makes it that it's the goy and not the yid. Rashi Mishuma doesn't say that. Now, Rashi doesn't say Me'achshov, because Rashi is going with Mashkoin, Mechusar Gevanye. But Rashi's Mashma, that because it's a Mashkoin, and then he collected, so then we say Le'mafreya Ugoive, Epesatziruf Shelo Niskar Bagimore. Epesatziruf Shelo Niskar Bagimore. We have to know, what is this Le'mafreya Ugoive that is Metzaref here? What is this Le'mafreya Ugoive that Rashi is Metzaref here? Then Rashi is Mamshir the Sefer, Yisroel Shilu Ezanochi, Nami. Kevin the Irnino Yetzlo, Yumot Azim Neveloi Pare, Ma'ushai Se Deus, Ve'ikom Le Birshuse. So Rashi says, here also I'm going with Irnino. But in also here Rashi says, Le'mafreya, he doesn't say Le'mafreya, Ma'ushai Se. But very interesting. Rashi is Mashmash the same thing. He says, Nami. But in the first Rashi explains that it's his Le'mafreya Mishoshi Irninoi, from the time that he gave him the Mashkoin. In the second Rashi says, Umarushai se de Usve, from the time of the Alvoe, it already belongs to the Yid. Maybe it's the same time. I'm just Madgish the Dikduki. Rashi, when he's explaining the Mashkoin Aliba de Rove, he says that Le'mafreya Mishoshi Irninoi, from the time that he gave him the Mashkoin, it already belongs to the Goy, the Mele, it's Mutter. And when it's also by the Yisrael, he says also, Hochenami was a Mashkoin. Umaushaisa de Usfei, from the time of the Alvoe, already it belongs to the Yid. Why Rashi the first time says in the time that he gave the Mashkoin? And in the second time Rashi says in the time that he gave the Alvoe. Could be he gave the Mashkoin b'shas Alvoe? I'm not saying that it's Muchach, Abbas HaDikduk. There's another claim of Dikduk. In the first Rashi says, Umarushaisa, the Hirmino Yetzloi, have it today. It already belongs to the Goy. Have it today, it belongs to the Goy. And the second Rashi says, Umarushaisa, the Usvei, come le Birshusei. It's already Birshusei Israel. He doesn't say Mamish the words, have it today. So again, the Iker Divrei Rashi, it's not the sugya here. It's in the end of the sugya, in the end of Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, in the bottom, we'll be holding a Shitas Rove after Abaye. We'll have to remember that there's a Rashi in the Mishnah that puts Epes Rove mit Abaye zusammen to be masked with the Mishnah. Well, let's Hashem, this we have to see in the Hemshech HaSugya. But the Var, we know two Dikdukim, that Rashi says Hirninoi, and he goes with Le'mafreya Ugoive. One digduk, second digduk, the first Rashi says, Misho Sheir Ninoi, and the second Rashi says, Misho De Usfei, could be at the same time, the Shasa Alvoy, the Shasa Mashkoin, we'll see later. And there's another kleiner digduk, and the first Rashi says, Misho De Usfei, Ninoi, have it today, and Mamish belongs to the Goy, and the second Rashi says, Misho She Usfei, have a Birshusei. The last digduk maybe is easier to Meyash. I'm saying again, Iker Dvorim is in the Suya Sagimori. That to say that I'm not Oiver, it has to be belong to the Goy. If not, it's a Chomez Vikesh Shele Yisrael. Rashi says, Umishod Deir Ninoi, it already belongs to the Goy, so I'm not Oiver. When Rashi is talking about when the Yisrael is Oiver and a Chomez Shele Goy, it's enough that it's Birshus Yisrael. We saw in the Sugis and Davov, Chomez Shele Akum, Shekibur Lavachrayes, he also Oiver Ba'anoe. It's also Osur Ba'anoe. So could be to be belong to be over on the chomet shel agoy. If it's birshusei, could be it's enough reason to be over. Could be it's enough reason to be over. We'll have to see. But zagnachamal, this Rashi is bez Hashem. We'll see in the Gemara. Salam eitzachon the sugas haGemara. Isma baal choiv abaye omar lemafreya hu goyv. Verov omar mikan velehaba hu goyv. Rashi speaks out klor that the machlekes Abaye veRov is if in Taka in the end was a Maisa Gvir. Taka in the end was a Maisa Gvir. The Ainu, he gave him a alvor, he lent the money, and he told him, if you don't pay me, so you could collect, and he didn't pay, and he went and he collected. Avdem Abaye zok lemafreya ugoive, Rov omar mikan veleaba ugoive. And the Gemara speaks out. Kol eiche de agdish loive vezobin loive. Then the Kule Alme, if the Loive sells the Karka, the Malve could go to collect the Karka. But also the Malve of the Porik, that Nan Moisiv of Dino Vapoides and Achosim Ha'elu. Rashi explains not the Mechire Eschal and not the Hekdesh Eschal. Stame Ore Bepshat. The Gemara says, Kule Alme Loi Pligi, it's Poshut. That if I lend someone money and he has a Karka, And he says, the karka, I could be going from the lekuchas. If he's magnish, I could take it from magnish. It's not chal. Lekula alme. But the Gemara only brings a raya and the chelik from magnish. That nan, moisi vaidina vepoides anechosim. The chelik of the mechire, it's also poshet, it's also mishnayas. That balechoives, anifroi minichosim mishuabodim, lo yiporu elo beshvuro. But the Gemara Mishuma brings out the Mishnah legabe hegdash, not legabe mechire. Maybe it's not a kasha.
He has another dinner.
Maybe it's another dinner that you have to pay the dinner. So the Gemara wanted to say it, but there are hagav, can't say. I'm just meoirer b'pshat. If later we'll have a pshat, it'll be vada givaldik. But the vada is only a dikduk. The vada is a dikduk that is not a kasha dikduk. Like he's saying, first could be stam, could be you wanted to say the chidush that you have to be meisif dino, but there are hagav, it's a chidush, can't say. So I'm saying no one asks the kasha, but if in the end it will be good, so chavada good. Keep ligi the zobin malve the kodish malve. Forget the person that you owe him money already went and he was magdish the karka before he got it. Abaye omar lemafrei al goyve kevon. Listen, look closer like more kevon the motezimne velo ipare is galemirse lemafrei the miikore birshusa avikoi the shapir agdis the shapir zobin. This words of the Gemara bring some people to a mistake. This means I want to be madgishit. These words bring some people to a mistake, maybe some achronim even to a mistake, that it's mashman abaye that kevon the matazimne velo ipare. Already the mafreya ugoive, even before the ma'isek via. Chas v'sholem to learn like that. We saw Rashi and Lamed Amud Beis in the first bigger lines in Rashi and Lamed Amud Beis. Shteit klo, the mafreya ugoive gviyoso ishegovo achshov. Mishum ma here the Gemara is mashma kevun the motazim neveligave. The mikor b'shusa avikoy v'shapir agdish v'shapir zobit. Pashtas the Gemara is lav dafke. We'll say pshotim. But pashtas the Gemara is lav dafke, and we stick into what Rashi says in Lamed Amud Beis that Abaye v'Rov is only talking avade when was a ma'ase gvia. Was a ma'ase gvia lefoneinu. V'Rov amar mikan v'la'abo ugoive. Kevon dilu ave lezuze ave mesalik lebezuze ishtagach v'ashto kakoni. Also, in these words of Rav Bez Hashem, we will be marich a lot, just to meorich the nekude. Rav gives an excuse why he doesn't hold like Abaye. Ilu have a lezuzah, have a parale. We have to explain Rav. I'm not going out to explain Rav. This is Bez Hashem, we'll get to it. But the world is medayek. Tesis is medayek in Gittin. That be'etzem, I don't understand Abaye why le mafreya ugoive. Bez Hashem, we'll have to work on it to explain. Mi'ale b'kodesh to explain why the mafreya ugoive. Frank the Nesivus and Simon Lamed Zayin. Where's the Ma'isekinian? Neshua, the Sfasemis. Where's the Ma'isekinian? Why the mafreya ugoive? It's a very shver zach. Why the mafreya ugoive? So I would say, oh, and Rav is normal. Rav says also Abaye is right. But Kevon, there's a koyach. He has a schus to be mesalekim. Svali has a schus to be mesalikim. This makes me not to hold for the mafreya ugoive. Till Tesis and Gittin Memamud Beis, this is what we underline the bottom part of Tesis, that he says that in a case that you cannot be mesalik bezuze, like Shor Tam, shegoive migufoi, Rove is moide to Abaye that the mafreya ugoive. The Hainu, it's neged a lot of zachen. That be'etzem I love this, Rove is moide to Abaye that the mafreya ugoive. Just val rover hot a taine fil ilu ave le zuza ve motzi mesalek le bezuza the mele he doesn't know from abaye. Again, it's the second part of Bez Hashem. We'll get it when we're learning Rove. But that's the tzur of the Shmais. So lo meib tzachon, we'll start the sugi now Bez Hashem. Isma. Baal choy va baye omar le mafreya u goyve ve rove omar mikan ve le abo u goyve. Baal choy va baye omar le mafreya u goyve ve rove omar mikan ve le abo u goyve. Nigmor says kolleche daig di shloive vezomin loive kula almelo ipligi de osim malve vetorif ve osim malve vepori de nan moisi vodino vepoides anachosim alol. Lama zan derash. Baal choi va malve eschavei roi veshibed loi nechosov. Shim loi efro lecho. Ad yo imploi nigve mi nechosai. Vehigia azman veloi pora. Vehigia azman veloi pora. This Rashi is a big Rashi. That Rashi states veigia azman velo ipora, and then was a ma'ase gvir. So we say lefi abaye lemafreya ugoive, And lefi rove, we don't say lemafreya ugoive. We say mikan v'le'aba ugoive. What would be if lo yigi azman? And betoich azman, he gave him the karka. Not yigi azman v'lo yiproi, and he took the shibut. Betoich azman, he came to ask for the shibut. And betoich azman, he collected. What happens then? Not yigi azman v'lo yiproi. Betoich azman. In Rashi, as epes ha-mashmoes, הגיעה הזמן ולא יפרוי, דנס למפרע הוא גויבה. אבל לא יצויר את בתוך הזמן, לא יצויר בתוך הזמן, אם אין המייס הגביה, could be then we don't say למפרע הוא גויבה. Could be then we don't say למפרע הוא גויבה. We'll have to understand why. There's a lot of stiris on it in Rashi's. I don't know if this Rashi is bedafka or not. Mikol mokim, what Rashi is explaining Abaye. Zogt Rashi, what is the pshat in Abaye? המלווס חברי ושיבו לנחוסו שאם לא יפרה לכו עד יום פלוי נגווה מנחוסי והגיע הזמן ולא יפור So the Pnei Yeshua נצלח Everyone is aimed at the Rashi Why Rashi had to explain ששיבו לנחוסו ואומר לו אם לא יפרה לכו עד יום פלוי נגווה מנחוסי והגיע הזמן ולא יפור We know the halacha is when a person gives a halvoe, you're allowed to collect. You don't have to speak out the achrayas. You don't have to speak out shibud nechosim. There's a shibud here, or the shibud of the raisa, or the shibud of the rabbanon. But you don't have to speak out the shibud. You don't have to speak out the shibud. So if you don't have to speak out the shibud, so why Rashi has to speak out the shibud? As I fragged Ibn Yeshua, why Rashi has to speak out the shibud? Pnei Yeshua says, Drochim, I want maybe a little bit to be marich and to mevayr the dovo. This is klor, Abaye holds lemafreya ugoive. I didn't explain yet why. But I know if someone owes me money and I go and I collect the karka, so lefi Abaye we say, lemafreya ugoive. Lemafreya ugoive, the karka is mine, lemafreya. Mishas de alvoya, we look in the karka, kilu the karka is mine. This is Abaye, lemafreya ugoive. What would be if I don't give him the karka? I pay him with money. Also, you say that this money was his lemafreya? Or the money was mine? I'm asking. You don't pay the person with the karka. You don't pay him with the karka. You pay him with money. Also, the money belongs to him lemafreya? Avadanish. I gave you the money. I give you $100, and then you pay me back. So I gave you the money to use. Then when I collect the karka, we say lemafreya ugoive. Yeah? So this is the halacha lemafreya ugoive. When you give me money, avad, it's a garnish. Only when you collect your shibut. Now, I want to go one more step. Shitas Rashi, I want to say it better, it's like dome. When someone owes someone money, so you go and you give it from the karkoes. Not only when the karkoes are by him, even when he sells it, you go over and you give it the karkoes. This is called shibut. Shibud de Raisa, Shibud de Rabbanon. What is the getter of Shibud? Rashi bo Metzias Samach Zayin explains, Nichsi de Inshin, Per Inan Arevenle. The Nechosim of the person, they are Raven. Why? When I give you money, I rely on it that I could collect the karka, and I know you can't hide it, because even if you sell it, I could find it. So I rely on karkos, and Metaltalim, I don't rely. So shibud is only on karkos, not on metaltalim. I'm not going now with the rabbanon. I'm going now with fishitas Rashi. This is the tzura deiraisa. The pashtus. The karkos are meshubed, metaltalim are not meshubed. It's different drachim. We'll go with this derech just to explain the dvarim. So the karka is meshubed, the metaltalim are not meshubed. Even so, this is when I want to go to the lekuchas, right? But when I go to you, Yehud, and I want to collect your shirt, I could collect the shirt from you? You owe me money. You don't have karkoes. I can't collect money from you? Or I could collect money from you. You don't have cash. You only have shirts and tables. I could take them or not? Why? No shibud. So why I could take them? Zogt Rashi, we learn out from a posuk, Ve'ish atan asher noyshe bo yoytzi alecho achutzo, minei ve'afilu miglim edal kseife. So Rashi explains it like that. It's a musig of shibud and karkois. Now, when someone owes me money, his karka is meshubed. I have a schus in it. And as metaltelim, I don't have a schus. He owes me. Take him, pull his ear. Take him. He owes you. Hit him. You could squeeze out money from him by taking his metaltelim. But this is midin piroel. Mikarkoes is midin shiabudim. It's different rishonim, but maybe we'll learn different. But this is shitas Rashi, just to make it clear. It's a gemara in Bebasri, Kufay and Dalet, to make it clearer to you. See it inside. The gemara says like this. What happens with karkoes that he bought after the alvoy? They're also meshubed and they're not meshubed. So the gemara says like this. Hey chidomi, if it's by him, I feel a glim of dark seife. Wasn't enough commit if it's meshubed or not meshubed. It says I could take it. No, he sold it. So the Gemara, so now I want to know if the shibud has to be b'shas de alvoe, or even if karkoes come into his reshus later, if they catch in. But what is the insight of the shayla? It's two mine gviya. As a gviya of shibud, this meshubud to me. And your mom has, no, I don't have a shibud. There's no shibud on it. You owe me. How I could take your table? I could force you to pay me. I could hold onto your table till you will pay me. Say that. But this is not called that I could take the table. Al pi aloha, I take the table and I could mekana shirishon, she's mekudesh, right? How the table becomes mine? Shibud, I have a schus to collect. This is the aloha minei. Ve'afilu miglim edalek seife. You could collect ve'afilu miglim edalek seife. That's the aloha. Minei ve'afilu miglim edalek seife. So, Abazei, we'll go to a step weiter. Now that we know Mineva Afilu Miglimed Alek Seife, I want to ask you, when Abaye says Lemafrea Ugoive, and Meshuabodim and Karkoes, makes sense, and Metaldalim, Bepashtes, like we said in money, is no Shaykhus to Lemafrea Ugoive, so when you take Metaldalim, is no Lemafrea Ugoive, this is the Gladkeit. This is the Gladkeit. And Karkoes, we say lemafrea or goive, but on the taldelim we will not say lemafrea or goive. It's no shaykhus to lemafrea or goive. I'm not goive within shibud. It's like paying you money. It's like paying you money. I think this is the double portion. So now you will ask me a shayla, so we're going to learn a sugi of chometz. Be'etzem, we're not learning a sugi of chometz. Now we're learning a baye verove. Later, the Gemara will ask how to learn pshat of the Mishnah. The Vav, we're learning a baye verove. But we know that we're going to learn a sugi of chometz. Chometz is metaldalim. So what's past a baye bichlal? But the Teretz is, Nochri shehilvo es Yisroel al chemtzoy. He was meshavet to him, the chometz. He told him, I'm giving you a schuz gviyah in the chometz. When it's a shibud, a person could make shibud even on metaldalim. So often a gemore. Also after yapoititi, baal choyv goyne mimenu. Shoyra yapoititi, ein baal choyv goyne, shaloitin al deles. But the gemore says that you could make metaltelim meshubet. Just normally the lekuches don't know about it. So the evet kol ha'isle. So state cloned you could chal a shibud on metaltelim. So again, so the mele could be, but Rashi speaks it out. I've added that could be in Karkoes. It's not, Rashi didn't have to speak it out. But Rashi wants that our whole sugi here will be clear. Lemafrea ugoive v'sidah shibut. V'sidah shibut. I've added, it could be in Karkoes, you don't have to speak it out. And Metaltelim, you have to speak it out. So Rashi is minded the Dvorim about that it's clear that the chidush of Abaye is that lemafrea ugoive when the zach is meshubit to him. So you're right, in Karkoes, Stam is a Shibud, I feel on speaking it out. But in Moshe and Chometz, it's only because he spoke it out. So Rashi was Madgish, I'm not saying that it's 100% Klo. But Rashi gave the Akdomit to the Sugye that Avada, I'm saying, if maybe you'll say that I'm wrong, that even in Metaltelim, Abaye said it, and Michlal, even if it's not working with Shibud, okay, if we'll say different, but the Val, I'm saying, let me again, in this Sugye we have to build step by step. We'll try it Alamo to keep that everything will fit in the end. So the Baal will go that Bepashtis, Abaye is only with Siddur, Shibud Yisrael Mafrea Ugoive, and Metaltelim Stam Avada Nisht, if it's Medin Minei, it's not Medin Shibud, Avada will not have Mafrea Ugoive, and when you have Mafrea Ugoive and Chometz here, because he was Meshabit in the Chometz, so it's Gishmaker that Rashi spoke it out. Abai Yom HaMafreya will go over, here's the Rashi. Gviyosoy! Gviyosoy! Shegova Achshav is gale mirsa de mishosh shilvohu omdu mechosim alolo becheskosim. Gviyosoy! Rashi says that he made a maise gviyah. I know, it's not in the Gemara Lamed Aleph, we'll have to meyashe. But Rashi says, Abai Yom HaMafreya will go over, and Rashi is madgish, gviyosoy! The maise gviyah that he does now, maise le mafreya will go over. רוב אמר, אינו בחזקוסו, אלא מכאן ולאבו, ולקמי מפורש למי נפקמינה. פסחשי. ולקמי מפורש למי נפקמינה. בעצם, תקס מהם יש סקן, יא? נגמור עושה, היכד האקדיש כולה אמה לפליגי, כי פליגי, three lines, יא? רשי, בדרך הלימוד, זה הקדומה. ולקמי מפורש במי פליגי. When you see such a Rashi, it's a bit like a Dorsheini. This is Abai Yom HaMafreya. The Gemara speaks out. Bechaygav v'kula ameloi pligi, ki pligi. Rashi says, don't worry, you know, I see it looks to you mamish the same, but bald you'll find enough kemine. As I state in Rashi. Bald you'll find enough kemine. L'chure, if someone will ask us, what is the enough kemine? We will answer, I'm saying, al today is a psichas yesoidis. I will answer, posh enough kemine. If l'mafreya u'goive, so all of the payers that grew in between belong to him. If mikan velehaba ugoive, so the payers in the meantime belong to the person that owns it. If I'm goive from you a karka, lefi abayin, and my friat was mine, so the payers were mine the whole time. Lefi rove mikan velehaba ugoive, only from now on the payers are mine. And if Rashi says velekamei meforesh b'may pligi, his mashman Rashi is no nafkemina in between them. And that's why I would medike it in the Gemara. Just in the Gemara, I would say maybe like the Meiri says, the Teich HaDvorim, the Meiri holds that this nefkemina is emes. We don't hold like that. But say how the Meiri kimat mefurish. The Gemara speaks out. What is nogea to the Gemara? Rashi is mashma, it's in ishtoke nefkeminas. But in the Gemara, we will find epes in between the two shittas. When I say it's mefurish in Teisus, but we come in Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, that even lefi Abaye, the payers don't go back to Mafreya. And this is Be'etzim, one of the things that will have to be masbir more and more when we get into the sugya. This is the koishi. This is the chidah of the sugya. It's lemafreya u'goive, but the peiros belong to the person that ate them. How about you go mikavel abo? I don't want to go with this. Lat, mafreya lat. How about it? You're right. Mikavel abo, you could give eitzah to these things also. But we don't want to use these eitzahs in mikavel abo, only from the end we're stuck. Yeah? But Be'etzim is not Nochabah. Be'pashtes, Be'ashkofa Rishoyin, I would say, if le'mafreya u'goive, so it was mine from ever. From the beginning. So everything that grew is mine. If mikan ve'le'aba u'goive, so it's yours. So if it's yours, only from when I took it was mine, so the payers belong to you. And in Rashi, is mashma is known of Kimine, and as they state in Tesis and Bobikamel Amid Gimel Amud Beis, I know you look inside Tesis and it speaks about Shol Tam, but it doesn't make a difference. Speak to Shol Tam, Rov and Abaye are the same, and Tesis says that even the Lemafreya Ugoive, but with the Shoir, was Mashbiach. In the meantime, yeah, a Shol was Nogach. Shol Tam, so we said in the beginning that everyone holds the Lemafreya Ugoive, right? It's because you collect the Shoir. What if in the meantime it made milk? Had babies, I mean, till you went to Beis Din, took a couple of years, I mean, the poor already had a ganz mishpoche. So it tastes, you don't get it. You only get the shoyim. Even the mafreya u'goyve. Even the mafreya u'goyve. So, avad, as is mashma osel Rashi, there is no nefkimin rov on Abaye. When avad, this thing needs a pshat. Bezus Hashem. Zog de gemore. Kol heiche de agdish loive. Vezobin loive. Kule alme loi pligi de ose malve vetori vo ose malve vepori. The Nan Moisi for Dino of Poydas and Chosimail. So here I want to start Be'etzim. Be'etzim from here I'm starting Shir Be'etzim today. Lo mehep tzachon. The Gemara is like this. Kol heiche da agdish loive, vezobin loive, kule alme loi pligi da ose malve ve torif, ve ose malve ve porik. Zok Rashi, before we start, there's one more Rashi here that will medai. Kol heiche da agdish loive, Nechosov betoich hazman. What happened? A person was malve. He lent out money to his friend. And now, the malve instead of keeping the karka, when that he was magdish the karka, he sold the karka. So the Gemara, Sailefi Rov, Sailefi Abaye, you could go to collective Nilekuchas. Rashi says, when that story happened, that the Malve went, that the Loive went, that the Loive went and was magdish, yeah? You buy money to your, you lend money to your friend, and he goes, the Loive goes and is magdish his karka, and magdish his karka, that he doesn't want you to could collect from it. Rashi says the story happened betoy chazman. Why Rashi said the story happened betoy chazman? And if it happened after this man? Kozman was no gviye. So does the Gemara say the same chidush? Abaye v'rove hold tarvayu that I could go to take it out from the lekuches, I could take it out from hegdash. Both hold the same. I'm asking. Rashi mishum ma says it's a Rashi. You can't say it's a lav dafke. Nechosu b'toich hazman. Why Rashi says b'toich hazman? Even l'achar hazman. If we medayik that even achar hazman, Kozman was no gvir. It's told in Abaye v'rove. If you say l'mafra or gvir or not. B'shas the gviye, or because there was no gviye, you have to come to Machlekes Abaye v'Rove. So I lent him money, and he went. And he sold it, and he was magdish it. Now the shayla is if I could collect it from the lekuchas or not. Why Rashi has to be magdish b'toich hazman? Is mashma from Rashi that if it would happen achar hazman, then it'd be anders. As it's mashma in Rashi. As I hope we get back to the portion of the state, I want to start the next Rashi. Zog de Gmore, Izob in Loive, Umocho Lachim, Kula Amel Lepligi, Afilu Lerove, De Omar Ad Achshova, Vushus Loive, Moidu, De Ein Mechirosa Lachiri, Mechira, Ve Nekdesh Hegdesh, Sharim Mushkononim in Lemalve, Ve Afal Gav Shem Shaloi, Eino Birshusoi, Ve Rachmon Omar, Ve Ishki Yagdish, Is Beise Koidish, Ma Beise Birshusoi, Afkol Birshusoi. Lama Eib Tzachon. What the Gmore says? A person was malveh to his friend money. When the loiven was magdish the house. When the loiven was sold the house. Zog the Gemara, kule alme loy pligi, say abaye and say rove, that the malveh could go and collect it from the lekuches, and the malveh could go and collect it from hegdish. Lefi abaye, it makes sense. Very poshut. Why? Because when I collected, lemafreat was never belonged to him, to the loiven, so he never had a koyach to sell it. He never had a koyach to be magdish it. Why, when I buy it, lemafra, it's mine. So he never had a koyach to sell it. He never had a koyach to be magdish it. The male is very glad. So I buy it makes sense. So the Gemara, even if he rove, it's like that. Why? So without Rashi, I would say emes. Without Rashi. Because it's meshubit to me. He sold something that is meshubit to me. I go and I collect my shibut. This would be the glad way to understand the sugya. It's meshubet to me. We said I have a shibut in the karka. He sold karka meshubetes. I go and I have my shibut and I collect my shibut. And Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says a whole shtikel teire. Vozok Rashi. You know why? Because it's einoi birshusi. Val yedem ot the right to collect it. It's einoi birshusi. And it's a halacha that I can be magdish dovor she'einoi birshusi. The Ktsois in Kuf Yud Zayin and the Nesivas Mazur, what Rashi means, like Gozal v'nisiyashu abaylim, zelef ishayne shaloi v'zelef ishayne v'rshusoi, you can't sell it. The same thing here, val it's meshubet to someone else, you're not abaylim to sell it. So we have two chidushim in this Rashi. And we have to shtel on both of the chidushim. One chidush, and everyone is shver like the other one. One chidush that Rashi doesn't want to say the glat. Why Rashi doesn't want to say that vile, it's meshubit to me, so even that you sold it, I can't collect it. And then Rashi makes up a nushtikul teire. I can't sell it because it's eino birshusi. This is the reason I can't sell it, because it's eino birshusi. As I state. It's also a chidush that this is called Eina Birshusi, that I can't sell it because it's Eina Birshusi. So let me masbir both of the chidush. We'll start with the first chidush. The first chidush is a huge chidush. Let me masbir what state in the first chidush. State in the first chidush that when I sell a karka, even that it's meshubet, lu yitzur, listen carefully, lu yitzur, the mechira eschal, I can't collect it from the lekuchas. Lo yetsuyer de mechira would be chal. I cannot collect it in the lekuchas. I have a shibut. Too bad. Rashi has to answer. You know why Rove is masking the abaye? Because the mechira is not chal. But lo yetsuyer de mechira is chal. I can't collect it in the lekuchas. Why? The pshat is, you only could be goyim a shibut from someone that owes you money. He doesn't owe you. You come to collect your shibut. He says, shibut of what? I don't owe you money. You can't touch your shibut. Shibut is only to collect when someone owes you money. If he doesn't owe you money, you can't collect your shibut. You can't collect your shibut. As they state in Rashi. So Rashi doesn't have a breire, and Rashi is learning a new pshat. Why the ma'aseh he could collect it in the lekuchas? Because the mechira is not chal. Now I want to be madgish. Who told Rashi to learn like this pshat? Nicht alle am asking with Rashi, but who told Rashi? So in Mir Mizokt, our sugya told it to Rashi. It's a mira diuk. Listen carefully. You know what is the diuk? The Gemara says, "Heicha de agdi shloive u'mocher kule alme loy pligi." If the pshat will be, you know why? Lefi abaye, because if when he collects it, so it was never his to sell. And lefi rov, no, it was his, but it's for a different reason completely. Because I have a shibud and I could collect my shibud. It's not the same. Was mashma to Rashi that it's the same? Was mashma to Rashi abaye? The Gemara says like this. And this is what Rashi says, soon you'll find where's an afkamine. The vial is no afkamine. To sell it, dahinu, when I lend someone money, and he goes, and he sells his house, why I get collected? Because the fi abai, when I collected it, was never his to sell. And the fi rabbi also is not his to sell. Kule alma loy pligi, lemaise, he can't sell it. It's no afkamine. Abai and rabbi are the same. The mechira is not chal. Not that lefi abaye it's not chal, and lefi rove I can just go and chap my shibut. Rashi was mash with him, kule alme loy pligi, kule alme loy pligi. It's no machlek, it's not only in the nefkemines. Kule alme loy pligi, it's not nefkemines, it's not abaye the rove. The mechira is not chal. Say lefi abaye, say lefi rove. Because, why again? Belong this? Because if the mechira is chal, I could collect my shibut. I cannot collect my shibut. I cannot collect my shibut. We'll go back to a second. Frek de achroinim, the Nesivis himself, the new Nesivis in Simul Lamed Zayin, Morashala and Chir, the new Friedman Baduris, the Nesivis himself asks the Kasha. You see the Magi and the Ksois, they bring the Kasha. They ask the Givaldike Kasha. If this is Emes, Yesoid Aleph in Rashi. Dehainu. Rashi is saying Chidushim Atzumim that it's Eina Birshus, so you can't sell it, and this brings us to hundreds of kashas to the whole sugi that we have to learn the Ksais on Rashi. But we said, it's Chidush Aleph before Chidush Beis. Chidush Aleph is that Rashi learned that if it mechira would be chal, I can collect it. So Rashi had to mechadish pshat in the sugi that mechira is not chal. Right? This is the way Rashi learned. That mechira is not chal. Because if the mechira is chal, I can collect it. So this we're saying, why? Because I only could collect when he owes me money. This is the Chidush Aleph. So the Mechira is not Chal. Now listen carefully. If the Mechira, we say like this, but if the Mechira is Chal, I can't collect. Frek the Nesivis, when a person dies, how you gave it from the Yesayimim? How you gave it from the Yesayimim? I will explain. Rashi learned, if I would manage to sell this to second person, again, someone gives me money, lends me money, I sell my karka. Why he could collect? Because I can't sell to Rashi. Of a Luyatsu I could have sold, he can't collect from him. Why? Because he doesn't owe money. I owe money, he doesn't owe. Even as a shibut. So Rashi had to say, Shliklotere, I can't sell even Lefirove. It's Eina Birshusoi. And this is a big, big zat that we have to learn. This is the Gansik Tzoyis. What is the pshat that I can't sell? It's Eina Birshusoi. Psein. But Rashi stated, Lu Yitzir, I would manage to sell, you can't collect from the other person. So I can't sell, why? Because it's Eina Bershusoi. But I could die, you can't stop me dying, right? Now I die, what happened to my Nechosim? Belong to my kids. I don't have to be a Biden to give it to my kids. Even if someone steals from me a Chayfetz, I can't sell it, Eina Bershusoi. But if I die, it belongs to my kids, right? Someone steals a Chayfetz from me, I can't sell it, because it's Eina Bershusoi. But when I die, it belongs to my kids? My dad belongs to my kids or not? Again, when I have a chayfetz, someone steals the chayfetz, I can't sell it. But if I die, it belongs to my kids? For sure. So when I die, my karka belongs to my kids. Now why the Baal Choyv could be given from Yisaimim? Yes. He says, Shibud. Rashi says that only from the person that owes me money. Rashi learned that if the Mechira would be Chal, you can be given from the Lekuches. This is what Mechadish Chidush Aleph Bedas. We're Mechadish Chidush Aleph Bedas, Rashi, that if the Mechira would be Chal, I can be given. Rashi is Mechadish, the Mechira is not Chal. You're saying Tirutzim. You're saying Tirutzim already. The Pasha is the Shtarke Kasha. Again, the Anoch is Yesoid. Rashi is a big chiddush that we not managed to get to the second part of Rashi. Why the Mechira is taken at Chal even if he Rove? Kule Alma Leipligi, Rove also has a Baya in the Sugya. And on that, the Ktzei says Kashas, a lot of Kashas we'll see by the Hashem. But we're asking now in the first part. Rashi is Mechadish that if Lu Yitzu the Mechira is Chal, Lu Yitzu the Mechira is Chal, it doesn't work. You can't sell. So what's with the Yisayimim? Vice toys, like you say, we'll have to answer that Teisa Rosh says in Ksuvus and Perik Afalpi that the Yisayimim, why they have to pay Choyv Aviyem? Because Brok Ara Deavue, and they owe the money also like the father. Even that they only owe it from what they yashin from the father. This we'll have to explain. I want to ask Taki a favor, if everyone could try to be. I like to finish 1:10. I think it's better from over time, Fakel. But if everyone could come in time, it's best Hashem like this, we could be masked. Well.